खण्डमण्डलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुदेव महेश्वर गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ध्यानमूलं गुरुर्मूर्ति पूजामूलं गुरुर्पदं मंत्रमूलं गुरुर्वाक्यं मोक्षमूलं गुरुर्कृपा। ब्रह्मानन्दं परमसुखदं केवलं ज्ञानमूर्तिं द्वन्द्वातीतं गगनसदृशं तत्त्वमस्यादिलक्ष्यम् एकं नित्यं विमलमचलं सर्वदि साक्षिभूतं भवतीतं त्रिगुणरहितं सद्गुरुं तं नमामि सद्गुरुं तं नमामि सद्गुरुं तं नमामि। Today is a very auspicious day, Guru Purnima. In Indian tradition, they call it Vyasa Purnima also, Vyasa's birthday. Shankara says, Krite Brahma. In the Satya Yuga, Brahma was the Guru. Next, Vasishtha. Next, Gaudapada. There are lineage of Guru is there. If you read the Rishi Vamsa of the Chandogya and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, you will find Guru and the disciple came from one after another. Brahma gave this knowledge of God, Brahman, to Vasishtha, Vasishtha to Shakti, Shakti to Parashara, Parashara to Vyasa, Vyasa to Shukadeva, Shukadeva to Gaudapada, Gaudapada to Govindapada, Govindapada to Shankara. From Shankara, we find 10 monastic orders. So this knowledge comes from generation after generation. This doctrine of Guru is very, very important in spiritual life. I shall first read to you the chapter I wrote, Holy Mother as a Guru, and I wrote this introduction. It is extremely important to understand the concept of the Guru and his or her role in awakening spiritual consciousness. According to the Vishvasara Tantra, Gu means darkness or ignorance, and Ru means remover or destroyer. In other words, the person who removes ignorance or the veil of Maya from the minds of the disciples is a guru. Human beings suffer because of ignorance, and this ignorance can be banished only by the knowledge of God. Vedanta says that people are hypnotized by Maya. They must learn to dehypnotize themselves with the self-knowledge, which leads to liberation. In that context, Ramakrishna told a story. A pregnant tiger jumped on a flock of a sheep and gave birth to a baby cub and died. And this baby cub was grown among the sheep and began to eat grass and behaved like a sheep. In the course of time, a big tiger came and was surprised seeing this big tiger living with the sheep and behaving like sheep. So he grabbed this tiger, young tiger, and said, "You are a tiger, not sheep." The young tiger said, "No, no, no, I am a sheep." "No, you are a tiger." "No, you are a sheep." "I am a sheep." In this way, it was going on. Then this big tiger grabbed this young tiger and took him to a lake. "Look, both we look alike. See our reflection in the water. Yes, that is true. You are a tiger. Now eat this chunk of meat and roar like me." And when the lion or tiger roared, he got back his true nature. "I am a tiger." Sri Ramakrishna told this parable to hypnotize ourselves. We are all Atman. We are potentially divine. The God is within us. We need a guru who can hypnotize ourselves. As the big lion hypnotized, similarly, we can hypnotize ourselves. A human guru who is a knower of God and an illumined soul plays a vital role in spiritual life. Of course, the real guru is Sachidananda or God, and the spiritual light or power comes from him alone. But when this divine power manifests through some extraordinary illumined souls, they then become gurus and have the power to illumine others. Like a lighted lamp lights other lamps, however, there are false prophets and self-styled gurus in the world. The Kathopanishad warns us about them: fools dwelling in darkness but thinking themselves wise and erudite go round and round by various tortuous paths like the blind led by the blind. There is a story of Zarathustra that how to light the lamp. Guru said to the disciple, "There is a lamp, light it." He tried, he could not light it. "Find out the cause why he could not light it." He checked, he said, "There is no oil, only water. And the wick also is soaked with water." Guru said, "Throw away the water, light the lamp." It did not work. Why? Still that wick is full of water. "Squeeze it, put oil there. Now light the lamp." It lighted. Sometimes we do not know how to light the lamp which is within us. Guru teaches. The Hindu scriptures testify that the divine power does not become fully manifest in the guru till his or her raw ego is completely wiped out. When this limited I-ness is annihilated, that person becomes an instrument of the cosmic I or the Divine Mother. So the power of the Guru is not human. It is the Divine Mother's power that possesses one's body and mind. Regarding the identity of Guru consciousness with God consciousness, the Guru Gita proclaims, "The Guru is Brahma, the Guru is Vishnu, the Guru is Shiva. I bow down to the Guru who removes the darkness of ignorance from the eyes of the collyrium stick of knowledge." The compassionate Lord removes ignorance, delusion from human minds through the divine power of the Guru. And this is why devotion to the Guru and to God are the same. The Shvetashvatara Upanishad says, "He is truly a great soul who has the highest devotion for God and as much devotion for his Guru as for God. The truths explained to such person will surely reveal their meanings to him." The mystery of God or the Atman is unfathomable because it is beyond thought and speech. That is why one needs an illumined Guru who can show the way. The Kathopanishad says, "Wonderful is the expounder, and rare the hearer. Rare indeed is the experiencer of the Atman taught by an able preceptor." Shankara mentioned in the crux jewel of discrimination there are some signs of a true guru. First, Shrutriyo. He knows what he is teaching. He knows the inner meaning and the outer meaning, external meaning of the scriptures. Second, abrigino, that man must be pure. His character must be bad, must not be bad. Because if English teacher or a philosopher or a professor, he can teach well, his character is bad, doesn't matter at all. But if you want to be a guru, you must have a stainless, spotless character. Third, akamahato. He must be desireless. He will not charge you. This morning, one of my students called me from India. Oh, Swami, I am sorry, I did not tell you. I went to Ravi Shankar's Art of Living. And I went to practice meditation there. Uncle, how much did you pay? $1,500, 1,500 rupees. What did you learn? Well, they gave me a mantra and said, you repeat it and just close your eyes and meditate. And for the reason you give $1,500 or 1,500 rupees. That I said, we give mantra free if that is the problem, you know. That is the reason Yogi Bhajan told me, hey Maharaj, aap kya karte? Hey, charge kijiye. Hey Swami, what are you doing? You are a learned man, easily you can make a lot of money. I open the third eye and charge $75. Uncle, how do you open the third eye? I just press between the eyebrows and rub a little bit, that is the third eye opens. $75. And you are giving everything free to the American people. Maharaj, charge them. That is the guru business. I remember I went to Rochester in New York. I was the guest of the wife of the Xerox inventor, Mrs. Carlson. She and her daughter went to Transcendental Meditation Group and bought mantra, $125. Then she used to tell me, for me, how these people do the business. I just wanted to check that what they are doing. Guru business. Mantra, you can get senior citizen discount, you know, you can you can get a mantra discount rate, you know. You will have to bargain. There are many gurus or spiritual teachers in the world, but as manifestations of God's power, all gurus are the same. At the outset of a spiritual journey, one should have love, faith, and steadfast devotion for one's own guru, and follow his or her instructions implicitly. Later, in the advanced stage, one will realize this truth. Mannatho, Sri Jagannatho, Madguru, Sri Jagadguru. My Lord is the Lord of the universe, and my Guru is the Guru of the world. Despite all the sublime teachings, some narrow-minded fanatics develop Guru cults and think their Guru is the greatest. Without understanding the main purpose of the Guru, they create various factions and fight to prove the supremacy of their respective Gurus. I remember the Swami, my predecessor in St. Louis was Swami Sat Prakashananda. He was a disciple of Swami Brahmananda. He met Swami Vivekananda three times in 1901 in Dhaka. He went to Swami Brahmananda for initiation, and Brahmananda used to harass. 5 years, 4 years, he will harass and harass. Sometimes he used to ask his attendant, I harass too much, it does not look good. He wanted to test their sincerity. Then he was harassed too much, so he was thinking, let me go to Jayarambati and have initiation from the mother. On the way, he had blood dysentery, came back. Swami Brahmananda told him, if you do want to anything good in your life, there are many obstacles. Then later Swami Brahmananda initiated him. Then out of curiosity, he went to Swami Sivananda and asked, Maharaj, some people take initiation from Brahmananda and some people take initiation from Holy Mother. Is there any difference? Brahmananda, Shivananda said no. Same Ganges water comes from your faucet, his faucet, my faucet. A St. Louis, a Laguna Beach water, all comes from Colorado River. Same water comes to different, same water. So he says, same Ramakrishna's power is coming through Holy Mother and Swami Brahmananda. There is no difference. Shakti is one. Guru Shakti. That is a good solution, you know. I remember one of our devotees, she was a fanatic disciple of Prabhavananda. And in St. Louis, we had a fanatic disciple of Swami Shat Prakashananda. Bas. Who is great? My guru is great. My guru is great. Fight. That is called guru cult. Sri Ramakrishna could not bear three words. Guru, Baba, Karta. Guru means teacher, Baba means father, Karta means master. He could not bear it. When Shambhu used to say, Guruji, hey, who is your guru? You are my guru. Thakur used to scold him, but he used to call Guruji. Mathur used to call him Baba. Baba. Now we call him Master Thakur everywhere. Just see, the thing is, he did not like it, that he is hearing day and night. Bhajananda, he was waving the bhajan and joy Guru Ramakrishna. What to do? He will have to listen, there is no other way. Sometimes I tease. Nowadays I say, Sri Ramakrishna, nowadays you do not answer our prayers. You need hearing aid. Perhaps you are too old. You need hearing aid so that you can listen to our prayers. In the Ramakrishna order, we are all gurus. You know, I am a guru. I give mantra. But I never feel that I am a guru. It is just like a conduit. That Sri Ramakrishna's Shakti, power, works through us. That's all. Do you know how does it work? Sometimes I give this illustration. Here is a flute. If inside is full of stuff or mud, you cannot play. No sound will come. But if the flute inside is hollow, you can play different ragas and raginis. That means ego. Raw ego. I am a guru. I never feel that way. That she says, Mathur said to Sri Ramakrishna, Baba, your inside is only God, nothing else. He could not utter the word Ami, I. We have never found such person in the religious history of the world. Kulanava Tantra says that a man will go to hell if he thinks of the guru as a human being, the mantra as a word, and the image of God as a piece of a stone. Swami Bhutishanandaji said, if one thinks that the body of the guru is the guru, then the doctrine of the guru will be ended in the doctrine of the body. That is called Dehatmavad. This body is God. Deho Atma Bad. When the body becomes the Atman. I remember one day he and myself, we are walking in Belur Math in the corridor, and his devotees are peeping from outside. And he was telling me, I am an old man, black, dark complexion. What do they see? I am not a good looking man at all. I said, Maharaj, you are a guru. You are their guru, so they want to see you. If they think this body is the guru, kende morbe, these people will cry and cry and cry when I shall die. Then he said, do you know what the real guru is? He was explaining. In India, we worship Durga image, Kali image. After the worship, what do? We immerse those images into the Ganges. So guru is just like that, the image. He has a form. We worship. When it is over, we immerse. And if one considers the Guru is the Ishta or the chosen deity, then when the Guru dies, one will not miss the Guru. That Guru is the eternal Guru. Sri Ramakrishna said, one devotee was asking Master, one day if we pass away, who will guide us? He said, mind becomes the Guru. Your pure mind becomes the Guru. When you have problem in your life, you cannot make any decision. Do you know what you are supposed to do? Don't do anything. Just close your eyes and calm your mind. At that time, you talk with your own self, Antarjami, and ask guidance. Lord, please tell me, what shall I do? I do not find the way. I cannot make any decision. Show me the way. You see, if you pray sincerely from inside, you will get an answer. That pure mind will guide you. You see, some in America, American problem is manual. You buy a car, manual. Buy a camera, manual. Any instrument you buy in America, you will get a manual. And they think that God realization also can be handled through manual. It does not work that way. Swami Brahmananda used to say, if you want to be a pickpocket, you need a teacher so that you will not be caught. I sometimes say, you can read Gray's Anatomy, you know everything about human body, but that doesn't mean you can do a surgery on a gallbladder. You will have to go to medical school, you will have to see many operations, and then you will dare to open somebody's abdomen and remove the gallbladder. Reading books, it is not possible to learn everything. It does not work that way. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, the Guru is like a female companion to Radha, as there is no end to her love errands until her friend Radha is united with Krishna. So there is no rest for the Guru until the spiritual aspirant is united with God. Thus the great Guru accompanies the sincere devotee to higher and higher realms of spirituality, and finally presents the devotee to the chosen deity, saying, my child, look there, and then immediately disappears. One day when a devotee heard the master saying this, he realized that someday separation from the Guru would be inevitable. So with a sorrowful heart, he asked, sir, where does the Guru go then? The master replied, the Guru merges into the chosen deity or Ishta. The Guru, Krishna and the devotee, these three are one, and the one is manifest as three. Guru. Shakti. Guru transmits power to the disciples through the mantra. What is the mantra? The name of God. Very powerful. I sometimes give this illustration. Obama's two daughters travel in White House freely. Those two girls can go any rooms, even his dad, their dad's office, everywhere. The security guards do not stop them. They have free access everywhere in the White House. I am President's daughter. Similarly, when we think that we are really children of God, We have a free access everywhere in the world. But you will have to feel it, that really you are a child of God. The Guru transmits power during the initiation ceremony and connects the disciple with God through a mantra. This is called Diksha. What Diksha means? Tantra says, Diyate Gyanam Kshyate Pushuvasana. Diyate Gyanam. He gives knowledge. Ksha means it destroys the animal propensities, animal instincts. According to Agama scripture, the Supreme Lord Shiva established three kinds of initiation, Shambhavi, Shakti, and Mantri. Shambhavi initiation means one glance, one touch, enough. They are very highly evolved souls. Sometimes Sri Ramakrishna used to write a mantra on the tongue. That's enough. Shakti, Guru transmits this power in various ways. A Swamiji, one day, took the hand of Swami Prakashananda. Oh, I cannot lecture, I do not know anything. Swamiji took his hand and go. But I felt my Guru transmitted power. And he became a great speaker, came to San Francisco in 1906. Great, great teacher. Guru transmitted power. Mantri, the mantra which we give through the ear, that is called Diksha. Mantra, the sound. What does the sound do? Sound overpowers sound. Do you know there are four parts of the sound? Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama, Vaikhari. Para means that sound of Brahmans which comes from silence, unmanifested sound. Pashyanti is the sound, vibe is vibrating, but not yet come into a thought plane. Madhyama in the mind. We are thinking, that is sound, sound. I am talking to you about Guru. That sound is vibrating inside my mind, and that is coming from my lips. That is called Vaikhari, which comes express sound. Express sound. That sound is coming from the mind. My mind is thinking and projecting through my mouth. So this is called Vaikhari, Madhyama, Pashyanti, and Para. A sound has four categories. This whole world has been created by sound. If you read the Bible, in the beginning was the world. The world was with God. That world became flesh. That is Jesus. If you read the book of John, the first four or five verses, Swamiji says that is the essence of Christianity. Sound. Sound, how it can? Oh, you are so beautiful, you are happy. Oh, you are ugly, awful. Immediately you get a different atmosphere. You are hopeless, get out. It's sound. Everything in this world is moving through the sound. I remember when the Bhuteshanandaji was making a pun. Do you know how sound makes the meaning? Meaning changes according to the sound. Here is a girl and here is a boy. First, here is the mother. Mother, the child wants to go to school. Mother, I want to go to school. Jao. Means go. A thief entered or somebody, intruder entered the house. Jao! Get out! Jao, the same Jao I have used, but here Jao means get out. Here is Jao means I am giving you permission. There Jao means get out. And he Here is a young man. He went to his girlfriend or wife. Hey, I am now going. Zhao. The wife is pushing. That means don't go. That zhao means don't go. He says, zhao. Means don't go. Stay with me. So according to the volume, sound, the meaning changes. Amazing how the sound works. This whole world is nothing but sound, vibration of the sound. Business world, everything sound, sound. Television, sound, bombardment of sound. I remember a story. In South Africa, a barber was shaving. And there was a cut, and that man said, stupid! And this man does not know the meaning. After 22 years, when he learned English, he got the meaning, then he sued that man in the court. Well, why? What is the matter? I now know the meaning, what is stupid. This man, 22 years, scolded me, and you know, it is a defamation suit, that he, manhani case. I must sue this person. See the sound. I do not know the meaning. That is the reason I did not sue him that time. Whole world goes by sound. Shambhavi Shaktiman. When the disciple repeats the mantra while fixing the mind on the Ishta, his or her worldly desires subside and the mind becomes pure. At that time, the mind becomes the guru or acts like a guru. Actually, the word mantra is connected with the mind. Manana trayate iti mantra. The word is the mantra upon which one reflects to attain salvation. It is amazing how the infinite God remains hidden in the seed mantra. In February 1913, Swami Arupananda carried a tiny banyan seed to Holy Mother in the Kualpada Ashrama and said, look, Mother, this seed is smaller than the seed of red spinach, and yet from this comes such a huge tree. What a wonder! She replied, why not? Just see how small is the bij mantra, the seed mantra of the Lord's name. Yet from that springs forth in due time spiritual consciousness, ecstasy, devotion, and love. Ramakrishna also said, there is power, great power in the seed of God's name. It destroys ignorance. A seed is tender and the sprout soft. Still it pierces the hard ground. The ground breaks and makes way for the sprout. Who is our guru? The first guru is our mother. Our mother teaches everything. Language, how to use bathroom, how to eat, all these things mother teaches. Then we go to school. We have so many, before you graduated, how many teachers you had? We have many teachers. In the Bhagavatam we find Abhudhuta had 24 gurus. We can learn from nature, from everything. In ancient time, the yogis learned from the nature. From nature they got the knowledge. Abhudhuta learned the forbearance from the Mother Earth. Abhudhuta learned, do not save, seeing the beehive, that the bees make honey and honey in the honeycomb and people take away the honey. He learned from many, many places, from many things, you know, from moth, he learned. He had many, many gurus. One guru was a prostitute. That girl Pingala waited whole night for a person. Nobody came. Early in the morning, she said, Asahi paramam dukkham, nairashyami paramam sukham. Hope is the cause of happiness. Oh, cause of misery. Hopelessness is the cause of happiness. Mani, I expected hope that brought misery. And if I did not hope anybody, then my whole night, if I would devote in praying to God, perhaps I would get peace and bliss in my life. So, Avadhuta came and told that prostitute, "You are my guru." In this way, we can learn from anybody, from anything. There is no end of learning. Sri Ramakrishna said, "Jato din bachi, tato din shiki." As long as I live, so long do I learn. Josephine MacLeod told about Swamiji. "You people think Swamiji was a teacher. I saw Swamiji as a great learner. He constantly learned and learned and learned. As a result, his teachings are never dull. Always something very inspiring, something new." So, our tradition says, wherever you find anything good, beneficial, uplifting, please learn. God, Sri Ramakrishna, in this age is a great teacher. Swami Vivekananda, Holy Mother, they are great teachers. Their teachings are still alive. Their teachings are now in the public domain. And we can learn many things from them. Thank you.
Thank you.